All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. We have on with us today Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. A lot of people have been asking about Bob, saying, Doug, where is Bob at? He's gone AWOL. Well, I have found him. He's back, and we are going to pry open that big brain of his. We're going to ask a lot of questions. Bob, thanks for being on. You're one of the fan favorites of this show. Everybody loves it when you and I get together. We talk about things very unique that not very many other guys in our industry right now can talk about due to our experiences. So let's get right into it. You asked me a question about what do I think about this guy who was just recently arrested. Well, I'm going to throw it back at you first, and then I'll give you my answer. So what do you think?
Well, you know, obviously the man is immature. According to the narrative, he is trying to make brownie points, impress younger people on a game chat room. How did this guy get a security clearance? By what standard did somebody evaluate him to give him a high-level security clearance? I mean, by all their admission, this man probably shouldn't have had much of any clearance at all. Because he was obviously immature. Now, I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying this is the narrative they are feeding us. You know, and the other narrative that I find very interesting is how mainstream news media now, he's not a whistleblower. He's not any of these, things of people coming forward and releasing information, showing that, the people in our government are lying to us. He's a traitor. He's horrible. He's this. He's a white supremacist. I'm sure you've heard that one. He's a gun lover. They've already got him convicted of this. But my real question is, if the guy is as immature as they say he is, he was living with his mother, and he was gaming a lot, and they said he was making a lot of he was releasing this information to make, impress his underlings. How did he get a security clearance? By what standard was somebody using to allow this guy to have access to top secret information? Back to you.
So just reading through some of the stuff that some of my own intel ravens have sent me, I want to touch something real quick about the whole gaming thing. So a couple of years ago, there was two different types of games. One was called World of Tanks, and the other one was a helicopter airplane flight simulation game. And we had members of our military get on both of those and were arguing with, the kids on the game about how an Abrams tank actually performs, or about how, whatever jet or helicopter actually performs in combat. And they got into this little pissing match with each other. So on both of these, and this was eventually leaked out, on both of these, the flight simulator and the World of Tanks, you had armed service members, to prove a point, go and grab classified material and put it on the game to say, here, I know what I'm talking about. This is how the Abrams tank performs, or its armor, or its weapons components, or whatever airplane or fixed wing rotary it was that they were talking about. But that type of just stupidity is out there and it exists. You said immaturity. When I was 17, I joined the Marine Corps. When I was 18, I'm out of boot camp. I'm going to school of infantry, and then I'm on my way to Iraq at 18 years old, and I am entrusted with explosives, machine guns, and taking people's lives at 18. Okay. And now looking back as a 35-year-old man, I am like severely retarded at 18, and I'm okay to say that. Your brain's not developed yet. You don't really know everything in the world, but yet you're immediately thrusted into combat here's something to go kill somebody with, kid. Good luck. We trained you a little bit. So, you know, it's a unique thing with this guy. Okay, so I join at 17. I'm in the DEP program. 18, I'm in Marine Corps boot camp. And then by the time I get out, I'm about 21, 22 years old. So what that tells me is if this guy joined coming out of high school and he's 21 right now, that means he's been into the Air National Guard for 4 years. So he's not a new guy. He's had experience. He's been in and out of these places. He's made relationships. He has had to infiltrate something at some point in time. Okay, that being if what we are told so far is true. And I do not believe the government's lies, so I'm just giving data that we know that we can observe, right? So if he works on a SCIF, or let's say he's intelligence, because I don't know the kid's MOS. If he is an intelligence gatherer, well, yeah, he's going to have connections to a lot of things. He may even have top secret security access to get into a SCIF. And if so,
explain what a SCIF is. Explain to people what a SCIF is.
It's a secured server room where we spy on people, where we monitor and observe things. Federal law enforcement has it. Regular law enforcement sometimes has it. State has it. And the military more especially has it. And you cannot go into a SCIF, at least you're not supposed to, with a cell phone or any electrical device at all. Everything in that room is top secret, classified, or higher, and cannot leave that SCIF. And you can't bring anything into it. You can't bring anything out of it. All right. So that's.
And it supposedly doesn't emit any electromagnetic signature that people can pick it up. It suppresses all radio signals coming out of that room.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a place where our intelligence gathering goes on at. So this is where I'm finding conflicting data. Maybe you've heard something different. So far, I've heard two stories. One, that he downloaded something onto an iPad, and the other was that he had a hard copy. So if you don't know what hard copy is, hard copy means paper, okay? So if he has a hard copy of something from the Pentagon talking about how we have troops in Ukraine, which for one thing, duh, we've had troops in Ukraine. Why is anybody surprised about that, right? We've always had troops in Ukraine. The moment the rebels started fighting back, our guys were there. We all know this. So that's not the point. The point is that this all came out within a day or so after the Restrict Act. That's the real point, in my mind, is the Restrict Act. I could care less about the whole it may bring us into a war with Russia thing. We're going to do that no matter what. This government's going to do that no matter what. Bob, you know that. So
and
you
know, China.
And China. So this has more to do, I believe, with securing the internet. You have too many loose servers. Like, so American Vindicta, guys, you and tons of y'all are on it. We have a Discord channel. I'm never on it unless I have something to say. It's a community chat group for guys to, you know, just talk, right? And it's nothing nefarious, but you do have these groups of people. Now, I want to tell you something nefarious, Bob. You do have groups of people that do get on these chat groups that are very limited in scope and knowledge because it has to do with video games. The Uvalde shooter and the Buffalo shooter were both on one of these chat groups. Now, I'm trying to confirm, and if I'm reading what I'm being sent correctly, I may need to go back through my notes and read it. But this guy may have been on the same server as where you had the FBI agent that was on there, the Uvalde shooter, and the Buffalo shooter, and now he's spreading information on there. I can't form a complete thought on this because the investigation is still going, obviously. We're still just learning these things. But with all that I've said so far that we've gathered, what do you suppose?
Well, first of all, you know, again, I go back to my original saying, who is giving security clearances to these people? The man obviously was not mature enough to handle security clearance. If he's feeling he has to go out and brag and use his security clearance and information he has obtained via that security clearance to win brownie points of people, I mean, the whole review process of how somebody obtains this clearance needs to be reevaluated. Or even worse, the guy is just being used as a patsy. You know, as you mentioned, the Restrict Act, they need to get it passed. So this guy's fed information. They know his psychological profile, and they do know his psychological profile. They knew it before it ever started, before he ever got the clearance. They knew his psychological profile. So he is just used as a patsy to accomplish a goal. And I would say that there's probably a lot of truth to that, that this whole thing has been a setup from the word get go. And, you know, he's going to be railroaded into conviction, and we'll never know the truth of it all. I mean, there's so much in this, if I'm reading it correctly or hearing it correctly, that the government has lied about everything. They know the war in Ukraine's not going well. The fact that we gave $50 billion in weapons to Egypt. And then Egypt, because of a food shortage, traded those weapons to Russia for wheat. And those weapons ended up in Ukraine. The weapons that we bought were traded for wheat, ended up in Ukraine, killing Ukrainians and whoever else. There was also a rumor that came out that, you know, he is alleging that the government knew about the Buffalo shooter ahead of time and didn't do anything about it. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
So that they could increase their budget. I mean, from A to B, top to bottom, this shows absolute government corruption. And if this kid let it out, you know, he did violate, you know, the U.S. law. But I mean, the people that he exposed lying to us and committing unconstitutional, we're not supposed to know what our government's doing. You can't know what your government's doing. They'll never be prosecuted. They'll never get in any trouble, but they'll put a 21-year-old in prison for 15 years. It just shows right now, Doug, what I suspect. This is what I suspect. As a Christian person, I pray a lot, and I seek God. I try to seek his will in the scripture. And I want to know the plan that he has going forward. And I'm telling you, inside, everything inside of me right now is saying that we are at the tipping point.
Yeah.
We are at the very end of this game.
Yeah.
The Marxists are in control of everything. They have taken over our government. They have taken over all the institutions of our government, both public and private. Private meaning the news media, private meaning the school systems, you know, private meaning the churches, and then obviously public meaning the branches of government, the Defense Department, you know, all of it have been taken over by Marxism. And this is the real concern I have, and this is why I would say it's a four-alarm fire. We are ready to be conquered. You know, in Babylon, when the king of Babylon was partying and the finger came out of a big hand and said, "Meeny, meeny, tepel, you parson." And he didn't understand what it meant until they got Daniel there. And he said, "You know, your kingdom is weighed and it's found wanting. And tonight you're going to lose your kingdom." And I think we are there right now. I do. I think we need to start preparing our mindset for the fact that the United States has been completely conquered. These exposures that this man has done shows that our government is so far out of control, and they don't care anything about the will of the people. They're one more government goals, and we are going to see some very, very bad things happen here shortly. That's my concern. And again, the Restrict Act, it's all about penalizing U.S. citizens. It's all about restricting our access to information. It's all about, you know, punishing us for anything we would want to do to express liberty or freedom. That this is where this is all going. And we see it with everything that the government's doing right now, from the digital currency. We have no privacy whatsoever. The Restrict Act, we have no privacy whatsoever. You know, to get rid of automobiles, cars, private transportation, we have no liberty whatsoever. Again, the largest food plant explosion happened yesterday. 18,000 cows blew up and burnt. You know, that's, they say that's the worst animal death in the United States since the winter of 1866, 1867 during the Great Wyoming Blizzard. So, you know, and Doug, this brings in another question. You know, if the average cow was 800 pounds, would you say?
Yeah, or to 1,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at 800 pounds, that's 14.4 million pounds of dead flesh. What do you do with that? Are you going to have flies, maggots, rats, buzzards, crows, everything else picking at that? And what kind of disease is that going to spread?
Well, they're going to have to burn it. They're going to have to burn it. You can't do a mass. Sometimes they do a mass burial for something like that. But I don't see why you would do that. But they might. But I mean, 18,000, and that's right here in Texas, not far from me. And, you know, it's just, oh, it was just a little, you know, a little electrical problem. And I was reading one of the state's fire marshal investigation, and they said, you know, we really hope that people put forth better security for fire prevention. And is anyone else just like laughing at this point? Yeah, fire prevention. You mean to tell me that was an accident? That was really an accident, and all those cows were stuck in there. Nobody was there on night watch to observe it, to put out the fire, to stop it. Nothing.
You know, all the cows farted at one time, and all that methane caught on fire and burned it down.
Absolutely. The AOC bomb.
Yeah. But again, we need to look at this as a whole picture and not partial little pieces here and there of happening. Everything going on in the United States right now tells me we are at the final stages of the end of our liberty. And I hate to say that. I know that scares people when you say that, but I think we really need to come to grips with what we have lost in this country. I don't think we'll have another fair election. I mean, we haven't had the last two definitely weren't fair. They cheated. And so I don't think we're going to have another fair election. I don't think it'll be possible to have a fair election with Donald Trump. I don't care the cheating in the last two elections was egregious, open, and nobody did anything of any consequence. And so, you know, they got what they wanted, a brain dead, you know, president, and then, you know, install another brain dead, like senator from Pennsylvania. That's what they've done. Mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to start understanding this and understand that the days of you being able to do anything that has any vestige of freedom or liberty left in it are about over. And if you're not taking this seriously, like Doug's training in June, I hope by June we still have freedom. I've never made comments like that before. I've always made it in the context of it's going to happen sooner or later. But right now, it's happening right in front of our face. The supply chains in the United States have been broken. We've purposely destroyed the energy sector, not even to mention that we've depleted our national oil reserve. And on the brink of talking of nuclear war with Russia and China and God knows whoever else that we're talking about going to war with.
And
with
no oil. Biden says he's not going to refill it either.
Yeah. No, nothing. Well, they can't afford to. They spent it all just so that Biden could get on the last election and said, I've lowered gas price. Yeah, he was putting oil that Donald Trump had paid for with tax dollars. He was taking that oil and just dumping it on the market and selling it to the Chinese. Our National Strategic Oil Reserve, selling it. Let that sink in. Selling it to the Chinese. And so that the prices of gas have gone down. If you look what's happening to crude right now, there's no more oil in the strategic oil reserve, and the crude is going back up. So you're going to see gas prices go up $1 a gallon. It's going to happen. And there'll be nothing, no other magic rabbit you can pull out of the hat now, because that's all been used up. And we've destroyed our ability to produce oil in this country. Joe Biden saw to that on the first day of his presidency. And we have to wonder, you know, this is not stupidity. This is deliberacy. This is absolutely being deliberate. And so he, in my opinion, Joe Biden is an enemy agent. I don't think he's anyway an American citizen with Americans, what the freedom, that Americans have in their chest that we live by. I don't think he has any of that. I think he's totally sold out to foreign interest, to where he is doing this on purpose. That's the only explanation that works, that he is purposefully in America, because every act he has done, everything he has done, has been to destroy that. And now we went through the BLM, we went through Antifa, and now we're going through the trans mafia. Again, just to bring terror, just to bring anarchy. And that's what all these organizations do. If you remember, my comment that a Marxist revolution needs to have two fundamental things in operation for it to work. One, the government can't provide for you. Well, name anything Joe Biden has done to show that the government can provide for you. And I don't mean the government in general. I mean that the government provides a stable atmosphere for business and commerce to happen. We're seeing that being completely dismantled. We're commerce due to regulation or supply chain problems or whatever, that is all breaking down. So the government can't provide. I mean, you don't get your food on time. You don't get your gas on time. You can't afford it. Inflation's eating it away. So, more and more Americans now are having to choose between, A or B, eat or, whatever. So that's what they're having to choose between. So he is successfully bringing about the fact that the government can't provide for you. And two, the government can't protect you. We just watched the defund the police movement. We watched the corruption of the police departments. We watch, the abuse of police. And there's been some out there to where, people look at it and say, well, the police don't protect me. They can't protect me. And, in some states, it's just like with Bragg recently, that one gentleman who was not white guy, but he saw this black guy breaking into cars. And he went over to him and said something. Well, the guy shot him four times, but in the process, the guy did manage to wrestle with him. The guy who was shot, the victim was shot. He got the gun away from him and shot the bad guy. Well, he was charged with murder. He was charged with illegal ownership of a firearm, the firearm he took away from the bad guy. They said, well, you had an illegal firearm. I mean, this is all done deliberately. It is all done to break down the system. And that's what we see going on right now. You can't afford food. You can't afford gas. You don't trust, you don't trust your ability to be protected by your police, your government. You just see corruption, unbelievable levels of corruption, unbelievable levels of criminality happen right in front of your face, and it's never prosecuted. And Americans are becoming, discouraged. They're becoming, we see the rate of patriotism dropping, because this isn't the country I grew up in. This isn't the country I served. This isn't the country I love. This is becoming a criminal, organization where only the rich, only those connected have immunity to anything. The district attorney, he released, sealed documents ahead of time, which is a felony. Nope, no charges, no charges whatsoever. And over again, we just see this of just criminality on the part of Democrats, capital felonies and no charges whatsoever. So this is what we need to be looking at, the broad picture, the whole scene, because it's just not incrementalism. It's just not here, there, a little bit here, a little bit there. This is their broad plan for the bringing down of America. And believe me, I don't know how far it's out, but I suspect in the very, very near future, China is going to invade Taiwan. And then I don't know what we're going to do about it. But when that happens, we will see the Allied Axis powers quickly form. And that we have lost so many of our allies. They're not on our side anymore. And who's going to stand with us? It's going to be a pretty sad day when that happens, and it's going to happen near in the future. This is what I sense in my spirit. This is what I sense from history. This is what the daily news is just pointing out day after day after day. America, your days are numbered. Meeny, meeny, tekel, uparson.
You know, one of the things I want to point out about this guy who leaked the this latest classified stuff is, how did the New York Times and Washington Post get this so fast?
You know, they had it ahead of time. It was given to them by the intelligence community.
Back in my day, when stuff like this happened, the Snowdens and all that, the first people to come out was the speaker, right? The White House speaker. Hey, we got something to let all you people in the news know, because that's the way things used to be done. Now it's just spilled out. It's reckless. It's absolutely reckless. What happened to, like, containing knowledge? I remember when organizations, intelligence communities, used to do that. You would have a spillage, all right? So you would have some numbskull who would have, you know, too much intelligence in his head and too many drinks in his stomach, and he would say something, and then all of a sudden the feds came in, and you didn't see what you saw, you didn't hear what you hear, and that guy didn't exist. See you later. That doesn't happen anymore. Instead, it's immediately thrown out to some, you know, green and blue haired amphibian. Oh, by the way, administrative correction. Because of YouTube sensitivity problems, we can no longer say Pontiac Trans Am anymore. So we have to say amphibian, because it's getting me around the AI that they use to monitor these videos. So for now on, amphibians. And this is what's stupid, Bob, is that we know the government's lied to us. That's one of the things that Doug does good. I bring out all the old stuff from the 1940s and on of how many different times your government has subverted Congress, has lied to the American people, experimented on the American people, inevitably killed, murdered some of the American people, spied on you. Operation Chaos, CIA, Operation
MKUltra.
Yeah, MKUltra, Operation COINTELPRO with the FBI, which is still going on. Still going on.
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, I mean,
let's give these black people syphilis just to see what happens.
It's in, Bikini Atoll. The cover-up from the nuclear fallout from Bikini Atoll, right, from Operation Starfish Prime. Yep. So we have more evidence, historical evidence, of our dear government lying to us, subverting, harming American civilians, putting us onto the war path when none of us wants to go to war. We want to live in the land of milk and honey, right? We want to pursue that dangerous freedom that Thomas Jefferson talked about. But that dangerous part meant not allowing the coffers, not allowing the shackles off of the government. When we took all that off the government, when Americans stopped caring what was happening in Washington, D.C. in the 1800s, and the Industrial Revolution came, we were more concerned with making money and progress moving westward than we were controlling a government, just like an out-of-control king that we fought a war for. We created an out-of-control government back in the late 1800s. That's when that really started. But now we just have to deal with it because, as Hillary Clinton has said, the government's too big to fail. And it is. It is absolutely too big to fail. The economy will fail. The government won't fail. A dictator will be installed, but the government itself will always be around until somebody or someone up above completely does away with it. Here's something that I want to bring up, is that we have this new phenomena growing on with AI. And just like the active shooters that have happened lately, just like this leak that's happened and all this crap about the AI that's happened, yes, it's all factual. It all is very heavy information, but it is a distraction. Every bit of it is a distraction to the fact that the U.S. economy is about to implode. While we are so busy with the arrest, turn-in, volunteer arrest of Donald Trump, you had China making a peace accord with Iran and Saudi Arabia, and then Saudi Arabia telling Joe Biden, you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine on your petrol dollar.
And yeah. India.
Yeah, so we're
the sanctions, you know, the sanctions are going to hurt Russia. I mean, good grief. The Russian ruble hasn't changed in its value. Go and look on it. Just go up and look. Value of Russian ruble to the dollar. You'll notice over the last 2 years, it hasn't changed.
And now we've lost Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico. Well, we need to attack Mexico. You know, Lindsey Graham, we need to attack them.
Right.
I mean, who's in charge? When it came to Niemöller, when he said, you know, when they came for the Jews, I did nothing. When they came for the Catholics, I did nothing. When they came for the, you know, the disabled, I did nothing. So when they came for me, there was no one left to do anything. Well, that's just the way it is with the United States. Our allies are quickly fleeing us right now. They're going into what they see as a far more stable, less warlike environment. I mean, you know, if you can go into a red Chinese environment where at least you can trade and have peace and your country's not going to get blown up or invaded or have sanctions. And this is the big thing. People don't realize once the dollar loses its reserve currency status, the U.S. ability to put sanctions on people is over. You can no longer financially sanction them. That day is coming. And these people in Washington, D.C., I'm telling you, they are so demonically mad that they will start a nuclear war with China, Russia, in order to prevent this from happening. They will do anything to prevent this from happening. And so this is the moment of truth for you. And I just want to say this. You know, Doug Thornton, he offers this training course. You can go other places and get it. But you know how he stays on the air? Because you go and support him with these training courses, which are top notch. I mean, it's not like you're not getting your money's worth. You're getting more than your money's worth. But, you know, you need to support this guy. You need, you know, go to his Patreon and support him. If you want to continue hearing this kind of information, getting this kind of programming out, you need to support him. And the same for me. You know, ready-made resources. We do the same thing. We day after day after day, we come on here. I don't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it, but we do this. And so we appreciate your support because as you support us, we can bring more and more of this programming to you. Both him and I have done great research into this. We both have personal experience into these matters. And, you know, we are trying to give you the very, very best intel so that you can position your family right now. Is this going to be stopped? No, I don't think it is. I think this is a tidal wave that's coming to the world right now. I do believe it is biblical. I believe we are seeing the hallmarks of the end of an age, the end of the age coming. And I don't think it will be stopped. But just as in Noah's day, just as in Joseph's day, God warned people. His people, if you listen, you can still prosper or not prosper, but go through it. You can exist through it. There were Jews that positioned themselves before the Nazis completely closed off Germany. They left, Einstein being one, you know, but many others. They did what they needed to do to protect themselves and their family. Today, you're in that boat right now. The window is rapidly closing, rapidly. And you need to make sure that as you see all these things happening, it is a conglomerate of things coming together, of the perfect storm of things coming together. And you need to position yourself right now, not for me, not for Doug, not for him, but for your family's sake. You need to position yourself, get the training, get the supplies. Because these windows, these avenues of being able to get this stuff are rapidly, rapidly closing. We could go on for hours. I have notes here, hours of notes we could talk about of things we see breaking down the very fabric of the United States. We have our corporations taken over by Marxists. Everything, our schools are obviously taken over by Marxists. The news media, they don't report the truth. The truth is out there, easy to see. One more revelations are coming out that are undeniable, that the Biden family took hundreds of or millions and millions of dollars from the Chinese. You know, the news media won't even touch it. Criminal, all impeachable offenses. But nothing happens. It just goes to show you the lateness of the hour in which we're in. And I, if anything, I don't want to scare you, but I want to motivate you. Get ready for what is coming. And I would not listen to the pundits of saying, well, better days are ahead for America. I remember all of them, the poppycock and garbage I heard when Donald Trump first came into office. Well, there's 50,000 sealed arrest warrants. You remember all that crap you heard? And it was nothing ever came about it. It just got worse and worse. The only arrest warrants that were issued were for conservative people. You know, that's all the arrest warrants. Hillary Clinton never got an arrest warrant. Bill Clinton, Obama, you know, Comey, Clapper, you name the guy, the person, Fauci, none of them got an arrest warrant. They got it off scot-free, making millions of dollars. So this is the warning. This is what I'm saying to the people listening. America, as you know it, is over. I mean, it is. And the darker days are coming. And I say this with a heavy heart, but you've got to decide what you're going to do for your family. Doug's ability to train civilians is coming to a close. They're going to make laws against it. They've already proposed laws against it. Now they just haven't passed. They already are talking about hoarding is bad for the climate. It hoarding creates climate change. So they're looking at making anti-hoarding laws so that you can't do it. And when that day comes, what will you do? Will you realize then when it's too late that I should have done something? Or do you just sit by and just watch day after day go by where America sinks deeper and deeper into this abyss? Doug?
Well, for one thing, for the people who support us, I want to say thank you, because when you support me, and look, I'm not bashful to saying that I'm a very prideful man at times. I don't have my hand out, and there's a lot of guys out there who do, okay? And I'm not going to talk bad about anybody, but there's a lot of guys out there who have their hand out constantly. I don't. I just kind of say, hey, look, if you want to support me, here's the direction to go. You know, God willing, the Lord puts it on your heart to support me, but always make sure you're supporting people that are pushing the right message, right? But I'm not going to tell you where to spend your money. That's your money. You earned it, right? One of the things that I always said was, look, before you ever give to me, make sure that you dig your own well, all right? But I kind of got off the phone with John Dislin talking about this, Bob. It's so funny that you brought it up. I got rebuked by the Lord because there's been plenty of times where people said, hey, Doug, how do I donate to you? How do I help you? I want to, you know, give to you. And I have foolishly, pridefully said, you know, help yourself. Don't worry about me. I can go get a job or whatever. And I got rebuked by the Lord. I'm not ashamed to say it. And it was. I woke up out of a dream hearing, and I don't ever hear audible from God. I know some people have that gift. Unfortunately, I don't. But occasionally, when it gets through the skull, it's crazy. So more or less, what I heard, and this was several weeks ago, was I'm trying to feed you, but you're not eating. And I went, okay, all right, I'm done. You're trying to feed what I'm doing. I'm not eating the food that's being put in the bowl. So I'm just going to shut up and do my job. And if people donate to me, praise God, I'm going to keep moving forward. Because I know for a fact, every time I've come in a hardship, God has been there. Every time I've failed, God has been there. And God's people have been there. And when you donate to me, or you donate to Jamie Walden and his ministry, when you donate to other people in their ministry, when you buy stuff from Bob Griswold, what you're saying is that I'm willing to put my hard-earned money into the fight, because that's what you're doing. This is your way to contribute with fighting the fight that we have going on. And it's a real fight. There's no doubting what's going on with the amphibian crusade that's happening across America, trying to take your kids and turn them into little reprobates. There's no doubting the threat, the rise in the threat from a certain community of people who say that they want to have like a holy jihad on America, a trans day of vengeance. And then you have a government that has completely forgotten about its American people. What about the people in Ohio, right? You know, what about the people in the Appalachians who still don't have electricity, right? We will gladly give our money to everything in every direction, but then we forget about those of us back here at home. So if when you put
$100 billion, how much infrastructure would that do? I mean, you know, granted, it's
$190 billion so far.
Yeah. A lot of these rail accidents are the fact that the rails are very old and antiquated. I mean, they need to be replaced, but we're not doing it.
I saw a video the other day. I think it was Pennsylvania. I had a guy who works on a railroad send it to me, and the railroad was literally serpentine. On a straight line, the railroad is serpentine. So as the train is pushing forward, it's doing this. That's a lot of weight to be just kind of going off back and forth. Look, Antifa found a way to use PVC pipe. We know this in law enforcement. It's come out now. Because these devices have been found and they've been on social media where Antifa, other types of terrorist organizations are telling people how to use PVC pipe to make a slip to put onto a railroad that would make the train collapse over. Okay. These things are known. You cannot literally walk down every railroad in America and knock those things off. But Bob, you know what we could do? Send our infrastructure team to fix the bridges and the roads and the railroads. But yeah, we don't.
The $190 billion you said would replace every mile of bad track and put in ability to have super high, super speed trains, high speed train lines, put those in. But we don't do it.
Can I ask you? Can I ask you a personal question? I really want to ask you this question. I think the audience wants to as well. Can the U.S. have a war without a strong dollar? And what happens in America now as we move forward when we go to war? Do they force people to work again?
Definitely. We can't do it without a forced draft. We can't fight this war without a forced draft. That's the first thing. The mandatory draft will come back. We're all going to have to make our minds up what we're going to do. I'm not going to let my children fight in any more of these wars. I'm just not going to do it. There are so much better ways of peace out there if we just seek them. Donald Trump, I firmly believe, listened to him the other night, we wouldn't have been Putin would have gone into Ukraine, and the Chinese wouldn't even think about going into Taiwan if Donald Trump were president. He was elected president. He won that election, the 2020 election, but it was stolen from him. If right now he was in office, these would not even have, right. We would have energy independence still. We'd have a strong dollar. Inflation would be under control. All the things that he'd brought about would be there. But because we allowed a criminal cartel to install a brain dead automaton, and we're suffering horrific consequences from it. We go to war. First of all, the Restrict Act, they're going to make it illegal to criticize the war. Anybody who goes and says we shouldn't be fighting this war will be a defeatist, will be a traitor, will be all these things. And so you won't even be allowed to criticize the war anymore. Anything that the government does, if you don't go along with it, you'll be living in a Nazi Germany, a Stalin, where they're going to put you to death.
Hillary Clinton called them fun camps.
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it. You'll lose all freedom to object to it. But again, as more and more nations disinvest from a dollar, those dollars come back home. And as they come back home and flood the American economy, the inevitable happens, hyperinflation. So to answer your question, no, we can't resupply the weapons that Joe Biden has sent to Ukraine right now. And we're losing that proxy. Yeah, we're losing that proxy war. We're losing it. No, to answer your question, if when we go to war with China and it becomes a real kinetic war, this isn't some, fighting a war with goat herders in the desert. this is going to be a real World War II type war. Our economy is going to collapse under the weight of what is going to be required of it as more and more nations disinvest the dollar and start trading in their own. We don't have anything backing the dollar. Nothing. We don't even know if there's any gold in Fort Knox. I know right now five states, including Texas, are looking at doing a gold-backed currency because they don't trust the dollar to put their faith in that it's going to have any value when they need to redeem it, retirement programs and so forth, and it won't have any value. And they're watching the world. China's buying gold like never before, which I will mention. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Get some money in gold and silver. You know, my mom many, many years ago bought some silver, and, you know, it's tripled in value. The dollar hasn't tripled in value. The dollar has lost a lot, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% in those years. So, no, it's insane to even think that if we go to war, it's going to be catastrophic. It'll be lights out for America.
From my working knowledge of other conflicts around the world historically, and looking in the future, when we go to war, because there's no if anymore. No. When we go to war, a national workforce along with, which will also be a part of a national draft. If you cannot go to the military, you can go to the factory. China did that. Russia did that. Germany did that. Don't think we won't. So with all that happening, you're going to, and man, isn't it strange the parallels of Nazi Germany? Okay. During this time frame, when we have hyper violence around the world, and I've covered this many times with the SS and the order police, you're going to have another thing that's going on. Not only are all schools going to be mandatory for all children and all immunizations as well, no more homeschooling. They're talking about that now, aren't they? No more homeschooling. Yeah, no cell phones anymore. You're going to be on two different platforms that the government gets to monitor both. No more internet. You'll be on the only platform that the government monitors. What's eventually going to happen is when you either get drafted or you get sent to the working lines. Oh, by the way, Europe right now is about to reintroduce ration cards. That's going to happen in America too. So while all that's going on, you're going to have a order of either National Guard, or which would have been the order police, along with your local departments, state departments, because what the SS did was they compartmentalized everything that was law enforcement and they mushed it into two different categories, secret police, uniform police. And the secret police told the uniform police who to go pick up. And from there, you went to a couple different places. You were never seen again because you were killed. And then between either the brown shirts or the SS, they came to your home, took your home, sold your home, and all your possessions went into the war bonds. Or you went to the camps or the ghettos. And if you went to the ghettos, you eventually went to the camps. All right. Political dissidents, people who were of the LGBT community, Christians, monks, people who had different ethnic groups. And by that, I don't mean like brown people. I mean, like if you were not Aryan enough based off of those stupid little facial scientific exams, you got sent to the camps too because your blood wasn't pure. Instead of it being a pure blood now, what they measure is your mind. What they measure is, are you woke enough? I don't care what you look like. You can be an eight-tentacled platypus at this point. You can claim to be whatever you want, but are you woke enough? Are you willing to eat the bugs, take the shots, neuter your children? Is that what you want? Burn the books along with the bras? You know, this whole cultural revolution that we see going on, this is what propagandists do best, Bob. This is mind control at its very best. It's what MKUltra wanted to be, never could be, because we didn't have the internet and social media. And now it's spread like a cancer, which, by the way, this goes way beyond just methods of mind control. This is demonic. It is demonic. There are demons flowing through the internet. And you can see it constantly between the horrific stuff that goes on pornography sites to all this different social media stuff where they're spreading nothing but vitriol and hatred and death, kids being abused, all that stuff that messes with your mind. It's absolutely demonic. You can't go on Twitter, TikTok, or any of these other freaking places for an hour and then get off and go, man, I feel better. No, you feel oppressed. You go, man, I got to get off Twitter. That's because there's something in there reaching out to you. Shut it off. Open your Bible. You don't need that garbage. You don't need that garbage in your life. The stuff that Bob's been talking about is going to happen. Bob, people aren't prepared for when the bank collapses tomorrow. People won't be prepared for when the bank collapses a year from now. And the wealthy elite aren't prepared for it either.
Doug, you know, we say it so often, people ignore it, but used to coerce you. Absolutely. If you don't have a reserve food in your house, I don't know how you go about getting it, but you need to get it. Even if you go to Walmart or Piggly Wiggly and buy extra cans of tuna fish, extra cans of beans, dry rice, having food in your home right now is absolutely critical. You've been boiled alive as a frog. You see the supply chains breaking down more and more, and you don't have any food in your home. Now they said water is not a right. So they can withhold water from you. Your ability to acquire clean drinking water is paramount. If you can't do it, you have, I don't care how many guns and ammunition you have, without that water, you're going to get thirsty in 2 or 3 days and start to die.
Can I give an example to that real quick?
Yes.
I got onto one of my kids a couple days ago because they didn't eat. They nibbled at their food. Daddy, I'm just not that hungry. And it was one of my daughters, and I told her, you're going to eat. I don't care if you're hungry or not. You need to eat. You need to learn to finish your food. And I had to explain to her. I said, honey, daddy's been in places around the world where little kids didn't have food, where little kids went hungry. I remember patrolling in the streets of Iraq and kids coming up, patting their stomachs, saying, mister, do you have anything to eat? Do you got chocolate? You got an MRE. Can you give me some money? Of course, most of them were little thieves, too. And if you're in the military, you understand that. But besides the comical part of that, during the winter, it was sad to watch because we got fed. We had meals. But there were plenty of people surrounding us who starved, who didn't eat, because that's what war does. Me and my boys are patrolling down the street. We're looking for improvised explosive devices because we don't want to wind up like a lot of our other brothers, armless and legless or just completely blown to bits. We're worried about ambushes and sniper attacks. And then here I am, and I look and I see this green, black water in a wadi, which is an irrigation canal. It's one of the ways that I screwed up my ankle really bad in Iraq. And there's this woman who takes, a big tea pitcher, scoops it in with all the nasty algae and everything else that's in it. And then she has to go and process that for a while. And that's their drinking water. You don't think about it until you're there and you see it. But you didn't think about it when you were 18, 19, 20, 21, because it didn't matter to you because we're at war. You don't think about people while you're at war when you're the invader. But when the invader comes here and they see you hungry, having to drink dirt water, they're not going to have sympathy for you either. That's why we're saying do not rely upon the government to save you. If you don't know this, the government is not here to save you. The government and all of its functions is to support the government. That's it.
Exploit you.
That's it.
It's the government to exploit you. You know, and you mentioned something earlier, Doug, about you know, no more cell phones, no more avenues of communication, no more texting. This is why I've mentioned so often, I mean, this little Bofang radio, $70, we sell them. Bofang BFF8, Bravo Foxtrot, Foxtrot 8. This little radio will save your life. You can, I mean, we have them. And then we have, you know, you have one of these. This is its big brother. Does a lot of stuff. In fact, it has encryption on it. So it's not encryption that's going to fool, you know, NSA, but it's encryption that your neighbor's not going to be able to hear what you have to say. We talk about the need to communicate all the time, and the government is looking to restrict communication. And that's why we see all these catastrophes. What do they do immediately after a gun episode? We need to take the guns away. So as we see more and more people expressing liberty or exposing government corruption, the government, in order to protect itself, is going to say we need to have less and less freedom on the internet. Now, I don't sell these. This is made in Russia. So it's called a Lab 599. This is an HF transceiver. A ham radio outlet carries it. With this radio, you can talk around the world. It's completely waterproof. Waterproof. So it can be rained on while you're using it. You know, a little handheld thing. Absolutely mind-boggling, great piece of equipment. We do carry, which I think is the greatest radio available, all-around radio. People always ask me. It's made in China. It's a really great piece of equipment. I've got one right over here. It's called a T-Tango Bravo Romeo TBR-119, AM, FM, HF, all of it. It has direction finding in it. If you buy two or more, you can get an encryption key for it. Uses AES 256 encryption, unbreakable. Can't break it. It has so many features in this radio. Completely waterproof. You can take it out in the field. They actually show a video where they drive a car over it. It's because it's a heavy duty aluminum case, but all the dials, everything are waterproof, weather resistant. One radio that is absolutely allows you to communicate local and international. I've used it. I've talked to people around the world on this radio right over here. I've talked to people locally on it. It's fantastic. It comes with two portable antennas, one for the HF, that's the long distance radio talking, and then another radio for your UHF, VHF, that's your, you know, 50 to 100 mile type radio, local radio. With all that, but, you know, it's your choice. There's ham radio courses. Brushbeater.org puts on a radio course. It's absolutely second to none. And you can go to brushbeater.org and look it up and sign up for one of the training courses. Very, very good. And learn how to use this stuff, because the day is quickly, quickly, quickly coming when all of what we're talking about will be offline. You won't be able to listen to it because we'd be deemed a subvertents, and that the government needs to control information. We will be at war, possibly nuclear war, where some of our cities will go up in smoke, and that'll happen in Beijing or, you know, China and in Russia, possibly Iran. Right now, we do know the Israelis are planning a strike into Iran. The world is fixed right now for destruction. I mean, we are on the precipice of destruction, like the Barry Maguire song, Eve of Destruction of 1960s. I don't know if you remember that song. Great song. But we are there. And so what you do in the next couple months is going to determine largely whether you survive this, or whether you end up in a camp, or if you just end up dying. And if you just have the mindset that I would rather die, then that's what you'll do. But if you want to protect your wife, your family, your children, your grandchildren, if you want to help protect your community, then you need to get off your duff. And it's just not enough to have a couple AR-15s with 1,000 rounds of ammo in the safe. That's not going to do it. You need to train your mind. You need to retool your mind. I use that phrase a lot, retooling. You know, when a factory no longer, people don't require widgets anymore, the manufacturing process goes in and figures, well, there's another thing, whatever, a widget. That's what people want. So they retool the factory to make those instead of the widgets. And that's what you need to be doing right now with your mind and your budget and everything else in your life. You need to be retooling it to work towards, you know, your own liberty and independence, food independence, water independence, communication independence, you know, night vision independence, that you'll know what to do. Doug, if you get into a situation when we see way, way too many of them, where you have an active shooter, how do you make sure you're not the victim of the active shooter? How do you come out on what to do, protocols, all those things? It's still available right now, but I think everybody can see the sun is going down rapidly right now.
Yeah, let's talk about the training course coming up real quick. Before we go there, Patreon. So the American Vindictus Show does have a Patreon. You can get on there for as little as like $3 to $5. The most expensive part, the VIP, is like $25. But I go on there monthly, sometimes multiple times a month, and I give Ask Me Anything interviews with the people that are on Patreon exclusively. And we've gone from anywhere as long as 30 minutes to 2.5 hours talking about prepping, talking about what I know and how to better enhance your protection. That's the whole goal. It does not help me that all the training and years of experience sits here between the ears, needs to get out. All right. So when I tell you there are ways to do this, you know, you need to listen. When Bob tells you, you need to listen. If you don't know anything about the prepping world at all, there are men out there who this is how we make a living. You know, I'm not driving around on a Mercedes. I got a 23-year-old diesel truck I drive around in. You know, this is literally just to pay bills, put food on the table. So if you want to be part of the Patreon, $3 a month, and I give you my heart, man. That's my thing, is I give you everything that I got. And however much you contribute, hey, praise God that you decided to, you know, help feed the family for the day. And that's, I am wholly grateful. And so is Bob whenever you buy any of his products. But the training, June 23rd through the 25th. So that's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So either your arrival is going to be Thursday on the 22nd, which is what I suggest. And departure would either be the 26th, because we're going to be training at night as well. So listen, guys, there's a lot of different forms of training out there where you're going to spend a lot of money for 4 hours of range time, and you're going to shoot a couple targets. You're going to learn how to do like a quick magazine reload. And some of these guys are top notch, high speed, you know, super duper killer operators. That's great. I'm literally going to be training you 10 hours a day. You are going to learn everything that I can give you, between tactics, how to approach an active shooter situation and survive, how to approach a situation at night, which, I mean, with, you know, the impending critical infrastructure down, or EMP, that the government's talking about now, you may want to know a little bit of those tactics. And when I say tactics, this is literally moving at night, moving singles, doubles, with a team, how to go into a home with a team. I have an entire brand new setup, way better, Bob, than the last time. But, you know, we're going to teach you how to do things in vehicles this time. We're going to teach you how to get back home. The final day scenario, Sunday night, is going to be fun. You're going to use everything that we've taught you for 3 days, and you're going to be in a scenario, and it's at night, you need to get to your bug out location, and then the scenario goes live. And I ain't telling nobody nothing else, because it's just going to be fun. And we've tried putting on a couple of different training events between November and February. Very unfortunate we couldn't do them. But no matter what, even if it's just me and Doc and Bob, this is going to happen. It's going to happen, because I need my own training occasionally. So does Doc. So does Bob. We all need to, you know, knock the dust off. And not only are you going to get the tactical side of the training, which is my course, you're going to get advanced medical training from a Special Forces 18 Delta medic with 5 combat deployments. This guy is going to show you literally how to save your life if you get injured. And there's really no, well, I should say when you get injured. There's no if. You're always going to get injured. It could be a scrape that turns into any type of infection. If you don't know anything about how to clean those wounds and it gets into your blood, well, that's when you got to start cutting stuff off, Bob. stuff gets pretty bad then. You may not have all these, niceties in a hospital. So we're going to teach you how to protect yourself and your family. This is geared towards families, all right? This whole course is going to be shot with airsoft guns. That may turn some people off because you want to use your guns. By all means, bring your entire kit with you. Wear it the entire time. Get the reps in. You're going to want it for the night episode anyways. We're going to be doing use of force episodes where you are going to be approached by an assailant that you're going to have to confront. You're going to have to shoot. And they're going to shoot you back. All right? But this, all done with airsoft, with mask, and with all the other protections, is to get you into the mindset of to approach the fight confidently and to fight your way through it confidently. And then what we do afterwards, because everybody is always ready for the one thing, right? And that's for when we go to civil war. When I say, okay, are you ready for when, you get a laceration, you get gangrene? Nope. Are you ready for when your gun jams whenever you draw it? Nope. And for those of you who are going to come with leather holsters, I'm going to show you why leather holsters is a bad idea, and you may want to invest in Kydex. Listen. What we say is not bravado. It has nothing to do with this. I don't have to do any of this. I do this because the people of God need training. There's not many of us out there. There's really not. There's hundreds of thousands of veterans, but how many people are training people? And with that, how many people will give you $800 for 30 hours of training? Most of the time, it's $800, $900 for 4 to 6 hours of training for one day. I'm giving you 3 days, all right? This is to get you prepared because, Bob, it's going to happen. We can't stop it now. The snowball has already rolled down the mountain. It's gaining momentum.
Yes.
We got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to give it to you, Bob.
Well, again, we just say get your mind ready. The Bible talks a lot about gird up the loins of your mind, prepare for action. Because that's where the battle really takes place, the battle of our mind. Our enemy right now has done such a good job of winning the minds of so many people. I just look and see what people believe today, that you could be one of 300 different genders. And I look at it and say, how can people believe that? Scientifically, that doesn't make any sense. Empirically, what I can see doesn't make any sense. But we've been given over. So the first and foremost battle is the battle of your mind. God's word is a powerful, powerful bulwark against the lies of the enemy. And then again, I appreciate when people come to ReadyMade Resources and buy product. I appreciate when you come and get your night vision from me. There's a lot of people selling night vision out there. And if you look closely, they don't give the specifications. They call it a PVS 14, third gen, white phosphor. But ask the specifications and see what you're getting, because a lot of them are lying. We'll tell you what the specifications are. We'll give you all the information. And then we give people a week ability to return it. So after you sign for it, which it does come signature required, if it isn't what I said it is, you can return it. We give you that guarantee. And I know our prices are good for the quality of unit, quality of tubes we give, put in the units. It's very well spent money. Anybody who's ever used night vision will tell you the importance of night vision, but we have that. We have food, the radios I showed you earlier, the first aid equipment we have, lots of that camping equipment. We have it all at readymaderesources.com. It's online. You can go look at it. We're always searching out new products. People want to call me and ask me about it. I take the calls, the personal calls, 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com. Give me a call, talk to me, but I so appreciate when you go to Ready Made Resources and buy from us. We do have employees. It keeps them employed. And it keeps us being able to do what we do. Give us this information and research and find new products for you that are absolutely cutting edge and give you the ability to use those products in such a manner as to bring life to your family. So that's all I can say, Doug. We do it because we have passion in our heart for this.
Let people know about the passion. Let people know about the payment program also for the
that's the big thing. I mean, a lot of people can't afford the price of a modern military grade night vision. We do have, it's called Bread. That's the name of the company. You can go on, put it in the cart, And then you click the payment option for pay over time, and you can bring that down to $150 a month for a night vision. And, whatever your interest rates depends on your credit score, but you can spread that over 24 months. So it makes it far more easy to get a pair of night vision today using a payment plan than if you don't have the money up front. But again, anybody, ask any veteran who has used night vision in a grid down or in a situation where you have a war zone. And we do have war zones in the United States today. They're springing up everywhere. And the ability of what night vision gives you is it cannot be overstated. It gives you a force multiplication that nothing else you'll buy will give you. If you want to talk about it again, call me 800-627-3809. My son, Joshua, or I will be available and we'll talk to you.
Man, if there was ever a time for people to get ready, now was that time. I just hope that we don't run out of time. So before we close, this is what I'd like to ask people to do. Tonight, before you go to bed, say a prayer for this country. Say a prayer for your family that God keeps you underneath his wings of protection. Bless your home, anoint yourself in your home, and stay underneath the blood of Christ.
Absolutely.
No matter what goes on in this world, no matter how scary things get, stay centered on Christ. Don't go back to sin. Don't backslide. And don't back down, whatever you do. And you know, this is a little mantra of mine, but it holds true. When everything has gone to chaos and the night sky is filled with fire, just remember this: left foot, right foot, repeat. Keep moving forward. Don't get back down. Don't let the enemy scare you into submission. Use the God-given brain and intelligence the Lord has bestowed upon us and act wisely. Be as peaceful as doves and as wise as serpents, as the master said. Bob, that's all I got. Thank you so much for coming on. I know people love it whenever they hear you and I rattle back and forth, and I humbly thank you for what you do for the people of God.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it is my pleasure. It's my passion. And I pray, I just say a prayer. May God keep you and bless you. May God watch out over you. May you read Psalm 91 tonight and keep in mind that it's predicated by he that dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. Everything else you're reading that Psalm, you have to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. That means spending time with him, walking with him, meditating on him, studying his word. When you do that, you know, all those blessings come upon you. And that's what we need today more than anything, is the blessing of the Lord, because it makes rich and he adds no sorrow with it.
That's right. And look, you know, as Americans, there's one thing we always like to say is this we shall defend. But I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen, this body of Christ, he shall defend. So thank you very much for listening. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, bless somebody today. Pray for your enemies, pray for yourself. And get ready and stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.